darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams, I walked alone.
Well, good day, everyone. I hope you're all having a pleasant afternoon or evening or whatever time of day it happens to be when you're listening to this. Well, I just had to post a boo this afternoon to express my gratitude for the awesomeness of my friends. I have some seriously awesome friends, folks. I really do. I just had a great experience, and it was so cool that I thought I would relate it here. As you may know, if you listened to my previous poo, I had a funny dream this morning that partly involved a friend of mine having to compensate me in some measure for wrongs that she had supposedly done me in my dreams, which is really a silly concept, but there you have it. So part of this compensation involved her giving me a Simon & Garfunkel album, The Sounds of Silence, which I hadn't thought about for years. So God knows why it showed up in this particular dream, but it did. I used to have it on tape, but either the tape died and was eaten by my tape player, or else it got thrown out in one of my few times of purging that sometimes come upon me. After a while, I wouldn't have been able to play it in any case because my tape deck died. So, I'm not sure exactly what happened to the album, but it's... the tape is gone now, anyway. So, this afternoon, I was emailing this friend of mine, my friend Sarah, that I'd been dreaming about, and, it was mostly to tell her about some literary junketings that I'd undertaken. But I also said in my email, in reference to that dream that I had, oh, watch out, the dream police are coming after you, haha. And just as I was sending her this email, I got one in my inbox from her with the subject line, a wee gifty, or possibly retroactive dream abuse compensation. And in that email was a link to, guess what? The very album that I'm playing right now, Sounds of Silence, by Simon & Garfunkel. I had no idea she had it, but it was very kind of her to send it along and share it with me. It's actually a really great album. It's got some wonderful songs on it. Kathy Song and Richard Corey and April Come She Will, The Leaves That Are Green... A Most Peculiar Man, which I don't think is very well known, unfortunately, which is really too bad, because it's such a good song. It's one of my favorites, actually. So anyway, pretty much the whole album is fantastic. So it was just so funny to receive this album just as I was emailing Sarah and referencing that dream that I had. So... Sarah Hillis was in my head today. And she wasn't the only one. This morning, as I said, I was going to use the Go title on a cold and frosty morning. But I couldn't, because just before I was going to post my boo, Melanie Akpotu posted one and used the very same title. So they were both in my head today. Get out of my head, people! Damn kids, get off my lawn! they're both very, very wonderful people, so I suppose I couldn't ask for better people to be in my head. Or maybe I was in theirs, who knows? So anyhow, yeah, I just had to come and say that I am so grateful for the friends that I have. Both the ones that I know in person and the ones that I've made here on audiobook. You folks are probably well aware that I tend to be a very profuse commenter on booze. I don't send a lot of DMs, not because I am not thinking of you, just because it's easier for me to comment. But it's not to be annoying, honestly. I just comment because, generally, I'm very appreciative of what's being posted, and I'd like to give some feedback and express how I feel. Poor McColgan is probably sick and tired of me. I comment on his booze all the time. But again, it's just because they're so awesome. But yeah, I comment on a lot of people's. Jackie's and All One Words and Melanie's and... Yeah. I am very prolific when it comes to that sort of thing, but it's just because I like what I hear so much, and generally have something to say about it. So, honestly, God bless friendship. It's just such a wonderful part of life, and I don't know how we'd get along without it. I really don't. It's odd. I was kind of in a bad mood earlier today, for various reasons. My ears are bothering me, stupid ear infection, and also, sometimes when the weather is cold and damp, as it is at the moment, my legs really play up and I get a lot of leg pain. So, I was cranky earlier because of that. And also because, honestly, I'm dreading having to learn the iPhone, and it's coming up shortly because I'll be getting one for Christmas. Yeah, I know, I should be looking forward to it, really, but it's going to be such a steep learning curve for me. I have short-term memory issues, and so having to retain all these gestures and the layout of all these apps on the screen, it's just going to be... It's going to be interesting. So I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking, oh god, I really don't want to have to do this, but at the same time, I know that if I do, I'll really be glad once it's all done. So, yeah, between that and then the pain that I was experiencing, I was kind of a grump earlier. And then got this lovely Prezi in my inbox. And I don't know, it was like... This is gonna sound soppy and stupid, I guess, but it was kind of like God was looking down at me and, you know, and smiling down on me and saying, hey, it's not so bad. Look, you know, something really good can happen today. So, I apologize if that sounds like a really silly thing to say, but that's kind of how I felt. Also, yesterday, Melanie sent me a really kind message, and as I said to her, it came at just the right time. I was, feeling a bit sad, for a particular reason, and, then she sent me this really nice message right at the exact time that this was happening, and I felt so much better after I got it. So, wow, just, yeah, friends are awesome. God bless you all, everybody that I know in person and online. All of you rock my socks. Yeah, I know, I am a sentimental fool. I tend to wear my heart on my sleeve a lot, but I can't help it, it's just part of my nature. So, just had to come and say that. Have a great day, folks. Take care of yourselves and each other.